The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
Hello and welcome to The Big Story, where we'll discuss the top news of today and explain why it matters. I'm Dylan Ang, coming to you live from the Straits Times newsroom. Are you a GrabFood delivery rider or Grab driver? You may potentially qualify for an advance of $8,900. Select GrabFood delivery riders and private hire drivers have been offered the chance to tap Grab's upfront cash program. Under the scheme, selected workers instantly get hold of part of their projected earnings. Screenshots circulated by workers indicate that the advance could be as high as $8,900, with admin fees up to 8%. With us in the studio now is Straits Times journalist To Ting Wei. Hey, Ting Wei.
Hi.
Ting Wei, you said in your article that this is uncommon in Singapore, and I think that, you know, some may immediately foresee some issues with this, you know, like repayment, as well as running away with the money. You know, is this likely to happen?
So I think in terms of repayment, that's not going to be that big an issue, because for Grab, they are the ones issuing these cash advances. So what they do have data of, say, the food delivery riders and the drivers in terms of how much they earn per week, how much they earn per month, and then how long they have been driving for or riding for Grab. So in terms of all this data, they can at least tell like whether this rider is capable of earning the money to pay back the loan. The cash advance. And over time, I think they will only offer to people who they have more kind of more trust in, maybe like to them kind of a higher credit rating.
Right.
So in terms of the issue, I guess it's not so much of the repayment, but what it means for the riders and also the drivers. Because when you look at it, it's like there's a good part to it. It gives them immediate access to cash. But there's also a bad part in the sense that once they take out a loan, they can pay over 26 weeks. But it means that over these 26 weeks, they kind of have to keep working for Grab.
Yeah.
Instead of switching to other platform, they don't have that.
Yeah, I think in that sense, they are kind of like contracted to kind of repay, you know.
Yeah, correct. So in a way, I mean, there are concerns that it's a way to tie the workers down to them. And also because, I mean, when you give people immediate access to cash, it's like maybe there's a temptation where they can take the cash and spend it on something that they don't necessarily need at the moment, which puts them in that they otherwise might not have incurred. So there's a concern there.
Now, Ting Wei, you know, with that being said, you know, what's your personal take on this scheme? Do you think, you know, why now? You know, do you think Grab aims to kind of soften the e-scooter ban blow for its riders?
So in terms of, I think it's unrelated to the e-scooter ban, because I think it has at least been going on for about 2 to 3 months at least. So, but why now? I think because I think most of us know that Grab has been cutting down on incentives all this because they are looking for a more sustainable way of operations. So in terms of how they keep their drivers, their riders, and also passengers coming to them is to give them other value-added services. So this is a way to help them position themselves as a sort of a better platform compared to their rivals, because their rivals haven't offered a similar advance scheme.
I see.
So for those who want to, I mean, because like for some riders and drivers, maybe they work from like hand to mouth or something like that, so they don't have extra cash. So when you have that option of getting that immediate access to cash to resolve any financial issues or to get something that you really want at that point in time, it's quite a big benefit. But I think like beyond the good side, we also have to look at the longer term picture, because I mean, looking at it, while what Grab says is like they position it as a good thing and it could really be a good thing, but if this is unregulated, because now it's not considered a loan, so if it's, they don't need a license for it, but if it's unregulated, you are looking at maybe other companies trying to take advantage of this kind of arrangement and selling it not as a loan, and they might be able to do some like exploitative policies for their workers to tie them down long term. So yeah, there's good parts, but I think it needs to be looked at to see what things can be done to better protect workers receiving such a cash advance.
Right. All right. Now, thanks Ting Wei for coming on to share with us more about this. And those were the top stories for the day. And for more news and videos, do head on to our website at straitstimes.com. And once again, I'm Dylan. See you tomorrow for more stories on The Big Story.